Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hi, hi. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. I hope everyone is doing well this week and you're surviving another week of motherhood and all that comes with it.
I think in full disclosure, we should say this, that we are recording this. This episode drops next week, but we are recording this the day before Halloween, and we are momming hard over here.
Feeling overwhelmed, friends.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're a parent, you know, like, whoo, it's a lot. So, parenting is a lot.
It is. Part of parenting is looking good.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
Not for me. For you it is. Not for me. So I wanted to follow up on the jeans conversation.
Yeah, last week you were you refused to have a discussion about it because you were saving it for this week. So I didn't know what, did something happen?
Yes. And if you have not listened to your previous episode, I had a little bit of a panic moment realizing that all of my jeans are skinny jeans. And Katie informed me that those are out. No longer stylish, unfortunately, my friends. And so she was telling me some ideas on different types of jeans to try. Mm-hmm. Anyway, since that conversation, and, you know, it's not like I can go shopping often. But
sure.
I had a time when I could go shopping, and I hadn't been yet when you asked me about it last. Anyway.
Oh.
I have gone to my normal stores that I normally shop at, and I also went to the Levi's outlet in Asheville, which Katie informed me I didn't even know we had. I went in, and I was like, hi, my friend has recommended the rib cage and the wedgie, da-da-da. And she was like, okay, what sizes are we thinking? So we talked about that, and she was like, you know, very helpful person at the Levi's store. Anyway, so I take this huge stack of jeans into the fitting mm-hmm. room. Mm-hmm. My friend...
What? Tell me.
They were all so terrible.
Really?
Yes, yes, yes. I will. I even took a photo in
Where's the photo?
In the
show me.
In the I was gonna post it, but I can.
Oh, well, show me now, and then you can.
In
post
the
it.
What is it called? Dressing room, because it was so bad. It was so bad. I just don't think that these types of jeans look good on people of all shapes and sizes
these days.
I was gonna. You know how many pictures you have on your
phone. Yeah, get to it. You should have had this queued up.
I should have had it queued up. Anyway, so while I'm finding the picture.
Yeah.
Listen.
Don't put that phone down. I want to see it.
So, listen. I have had a revelation since this happened.
A revelation?
Uh-huh. I don't think that these new jeans are for everyone. And I think that... Okay, here we go.
No, these look good.
No, they don't.
Karen, no. These
look
good.
They do not look good.
I think this is the problem. I think that you have... Our minds are... like adjusted to skinny jeans. Like it's like you look at yourself and the only thing you want to see are skinny jeans.
No, I like you need. I want to look in the mirror and think, I don't look that bad. I looked in the mirror with these jeans on and I was like, I look a hot mess.
No, I love these. These are great. These are it.
They were not
it
for me.
Did you show the sales associate?
No, no, no. And then I tried other kinds.
Will you please post these because I'll bet people are going to like them. Can we take a bet?
I will post them. I will post them. I do not like these. I think they look so frumpy and awful. I don't like them. So here's what my revelation was.
Okay, what's your revelation?
So then I'm like, I just don't think I can buy these. They don't look good. And I just had this moment.
Let me see them again. Pull them up again. While you're talking, I need to see these.
Why am I wearing something that I don't think looks good?
Yeah.
Here's another picture. That I don't think looks good.
I love your face in this, too.
And now I'm like, I hate my life.
Like, you have never been. That's like a mom 101 face right there.
Mm-hmm. So I
like them.
Well, they're the ones you suggested.
Oh, are you saying it's me? It's not you.
Well, no. I'm just saying that I think you would like them because they're the style you suggested. Anyway, I have since gone to other stores,
Katie. Okay.
I have tried on other non-skinny jeans.
And?
I don't like them. I don't think they look good on me. I don't feel good about myself.
Did you, when skinny jeans first came out, were you like, oh, yeah, home run on these?
No, I don't remember. It's too long ago. I have no idea my reaction.
Because you've been wearing skinny jeans for like the last 15 years.
I don't know.
Case in point.
Listen, I had a moment and I was like, I could buy these, the ones I showed you. I was like, I could buy these, right? And I would be, I guess, approved as a more hip mom, perhaps. I don't feel good about myself.
I understand. So what'd you do? Let's get to it. What'd you get?
So
you got skinny jeans.
I bought nothing.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no. I did buy at another store a boot cut and a skinny jeans.
Okay.
So, you know, whatever. I've not worn the boot cut yet. I'll probably take them back, to be honest. So my point is I'm sticking with skinny jeans. I'm sticking with them. I'm not feeling bad about it.
Doubling down on the skinny jeans.
I then went out. I was like, you know, the next day or whenever. Where was I? Oh, I know where I was. I was at the Apple Orchard, which I very well understand is not the fashion capital of Western North Carolina, but it was the bougie Apple Orchard.
Oh, okay.
So,
but was it like the $40 per pumpkin Apple Orchard?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But I'm looking around and I'm like, everyone is wearing skinny jeans.
Really?
And then since then, I'm just kind of in my head looking at my, you know, when I go out socially, I'm like, there's a lot of people still in the skinny jeans era.
It's a hard transition. It's a hard pivot.
And you know what?
What?
I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'm not going to feel bad about it.
I don't think you should feel bad
about it. And then.
I just think you should maybe like embrace.
In the words of my hairdresser.
Oh.
I will not be bullied by younger millennials.
By younger millennials.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, you know what? Yes, hairdresser, you are correct. Why am I trying to wear something that I don't like?
Yeah.
I don't think looks good on me.
Okay.
I don't feel good in just because other people tell me I'm supposed to. And then I'm like. Wait a minute, Karen. You drive a minivan and have four kids. Like, you are so uncool that, like, buying trendy jeans is not going to get you back in.
I see.
Like, I'm already way past the...
You're beyond.
I'm beyond help, so let me just wear my skinny jeans.
You're going to die in your skinny jeans.
Yeah, let me just wear them.
You're going to be buried in those skinny jeans.
Let me just wear my skinny jeans. Okay. I'm already in the uncool mom lane. Just leave
Stay
me there.
In your lane.
Leave me there to die.
Okay. Listen, I want you to feel good about yourself, so I don't want you to buy jeans
anyway,
that you
that's the recap.
That you don't feel good in. So I'm glad that you stuck to your guns, doubled down on those skinny jeans.
All well, right. I just felt like it is, and it was funny. We were having a text with another friend of ours too, about this and talking about husbands. I mean, Gregory looked at those jeans and was like, "Those look awful."
I thought Greg didn't even notice them.
Those ones he didn't.
Uh-huh.
But I showed him the other ones.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, no, I don't. Those don't look good
to
me.
So, and this is what I responded to our friend, this like group text that was going on, because both her name's Maggie, both Maggie and Karen were like, our husbands, we showed our husbands. And I was like, ladies, you never, let me say this again. Listen, you never take your husband's fashion opinion seriously.
Okay.
Ever.
I can understand
Never.
That.
Never.
Here's my question, though, and I...
Never.
I will say this, and I think we think differently on this. I feel like I want to look... I want to feel confident in myself and look good for me and for my husband. That's it.
Oh. I only want to look good for myself.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't trust, like, this is the truth. I don't dress for anybody else, especially not my husband, because.
But you are a trendy dresser.
I know, because I like clothes. I like fashion.
You like following the
Brian
trends.
Brian doesn't. He could care less. This is like Brian asking my opinion about a mountain bike. What? Well, you would never take my opinion about a mountain bike. Why would I take his opinion
but
about
do you,
fashion?
Do you ever buy something thinking or want his advice? Like, Brian, do you like this?
No.
Like, do you like the way I look in this?
No.
No, don't
He's
care.
He's so annoyed listening to this. I just don't. I literally, I dress for myself and really nobody else. And that includes my husband. I
love
know.
It.
I mean, is that wrong?
No.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe that makes me like a selfish, horrible person, but I'm just like, no, I like clothes, I like fashion, and I don't, if I took everybody else's advice, I, you know, I wouldn't like it. I don't want to do it.
I feel like I don't I don't have that same desire. I don't, yeah, obviously. I'm not a fashionable person. I don't know what to do, and so the only thing I know to do is to say to my husband, does this look okay?
You have, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I know he's not fashionable. I'm aware of that. This is just where we
are. But, like, I mean, if taking Greg's temperature makes you feel better, like, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I don't know.
Everybody does things differently.
I guess I'm just going to...
I'm like a horrible wife, obviously.
I literally, the other day, then, there was something that we were texting about, Katie, and I was like, oh, should I tell her that I might be at said event in skinny jeans? Will she still want to come? Like,
I mean, I'll still be friends with you in skinny jeans.
I don't know.
Jeans.
Are you sure? I'm like a little nervous about it.
100%. Listen, you do you. This is what we said. Isn't that like our motto on the show? You asked my opinion about jeans. I gave you my opinion.
And I did give it a valiant effort.
I didn't tell you that you had to follow it. I just said these would be my suggestions.
And
Take it or leave it.
I did. You very much helped because I would have been a hot mess if I hadn't known like what to narrow in on. Look, I took pictures of all the jeans I tried on.
Look at that.
Look. Let me see all of these piles of jeans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
That's not it. That's something else. Yeah.
Well, you need to post those and see what other people think. But I'm just going to tell you, even though you didn't like what you looked like in them, like it wasn't to your
suiting. It wasn't as bad as you
thought. It was not as bad. I mean, that's exactly what I like envision those jeans to look like.
Okay. All right.
Maybe you don't like my fashion sense.
No, you always look good, Katie. You always look good.
Oh. Yes. Stop.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right. Speaking of looking good, this first article.
Oh, yeah. This made me think of you.
This flows nicely, friends. And this is, I'm going to say, this one is like a little one-off for me here because this is from Scary Mommy. The title
I'm
is...
I'm so interested in your opinion.
Oh, well, trust me. It's the opposite of what you think. TikTok moms are showing a young influencer what moms really look like at school pickup. So the gist of it is this social media personality... apparently she's dating some NFL player and she was doing like a TikTok video like, get ready with me, you know, and she was trying on all these like outfits. And finally, after some deliberation, she chooses Levi cutoff jean shorts, an orange tank bodysuit topped off with a blue Miami Dolphins baseball hat, white slingback studded heels, and the tiniest white Jimmy Choo purse I've ever seen in my life. And after taking a few steps back, making sure that everything looked all right on her TikTok, she said the most hilarious and perfect thing. I feel like a mom picking up her kids from school. And of course, everybody on TikTok was like, what? No. You know, like this is not what people look like when they're picking up their kids at school. So people did their own TikToks about, you know, what they look like in the school drop-off or the school pickup. One person wrote, so you're missing a few things. The hat you got right. You are forgetting the backpack full of snacks that your kid liked yesterday but hates today. The water bottle that they will leave at school inevitably. The jacket they'll refuse to wear even though it's below 30 outside. And a cold cup of coffee. There. You need some props and then you'll be set. Another person just talks about how, you know, they look like hungover Adam Sandler walking their kids from school. Oh, and just a lot of folks posting solidarity with, like, basically, no. I mean, they're a hot mess in the
school one person said, I just changed from my – I'm lucky if I change from my pajama sweatpants to my fancy sweatpants. Mm-hmm, like, that's the extent of it. First of all, do you know who this Alex Early is?
No, but I did look her up on Instagram. She has a lot of followers. I mean, she's just an influencer.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought this was hilarious. So the big question, Katie, what – I know, okay. Now, first of all, I know you don't do drop-off because
No, I don't do drop-off because I'm at work. But I do pick-up just nearly every day, just about every day.
Yeah.
And I will tell you – so the one thing is like, I love clothes. I love, like, a good trend. But literally when I go home, I wear, like, the saddest sack, like, frumpiest clothes I can find, literally. I take off all my makeup and I mean – bad guys, like mismatched, stained, whatever, like Crocs with socks kind of stuff, okay? And so I'm not going to change. So, you know, the rule at River School is that you don't get out of the car. I don't know if
so
that's
like
so
you don't even have to see anyone.
I don't have to see anyone. And I, like, literally live in fear that, like, someday there will be,
you.
Like, no, there'll be some reason that I need to get out of the car because it's, like,
and then your whole identity
is gone,
crashing down.
But, like, I actually wrote this down because it, like, made me laugh. So, you know, then Brian comes home from work and I'm, like, cooking dinner in my same, like, you know, school pickup outfit. And, like, last week he was, like, I'm, like, talking to him. We're having a conversation and he stops and he goes, you look like the pretty girl in a 90s movie, like, before the glow up right now. He's, like, what is, like, he's
what
like, you know,
you
in
wearing?
The movies, like, where it's, like, the dorky girl who's actually, like, she's kind of cute, but, like, you know, it takes till the end of the movie when they finally, like,
yeah,
give
yeah.
her, like, a cute dress. He's
makeover.
Like, you yeah. look like the pre-before, because I had on, like, a hoodie and glasses, and my hair was a mess, my face was all, like, broken out without makeup on, and, like my Crocs and my socks, and, like, yeah, I mean, I'm a pro.
I feel like
Frump for pick up and drop off.
Okay. I feel like I'm here for it.
Okay.
But I feel like
say
if
more.
You had to get out of the car, you might.
I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
Literally.
It would be a different
lose,
story.
It's my, mm-hmm. like, these are the mm-hmm. stuff that mm-hmm. nightmares are made of.
So funny.
Yeah. I mean, what do you go
so
pick
thank
up your
goodness.
Kids in? You're like in your work clothes because you're coming straight from work.
I mean, it just depends. If I, same as you, if I get home and have time to
yeah.
change before,
yeah.
then no, I'm in sweatpants. Yeah.
yeah.
So in the mornings when I drop off Sam, it's hilarious because I've showered, but you know, or
and when
maybe
you have
you
to actually, what, Sam is little, so you have to walk him in, right?
Yeah,
there's
so you
no
have to
like
walk him
off.
Into the
yeah.
preschool situation. Yeah, so I do have to get out of the car, and I have showered, but I normally have on my work dress,
mm-hmm.
so I look fancy from like my feet to my neck.
Yeah,
but then I get to my hair is in a wet bun.
Yeah,
I've showered, washed my hair, but done no more. And so I must be the most confusing person because I'm like, I'm halfway there,
right.
but I have no makeup
but
on and my hair is in a
yeah.
is in a wet bun. I mean, literally sometimes I feel like they look at me like, do you know you have not finished this process yet,
what
mom?
Are the other
like,
moms wearing?
Oh, they're all dressed. I mean, I feel like it's a mix. There's a lot of dads,
uh-huh.
you know, which
like
of,
that.
Of course, that's who knows what's
happening
going on
there?
With them.
Yeah.
yeah. I feel like most of the moms are either, you know, I think they're either done or going to the gym, right?
Like,
I'm this, like, weird mix of, like, you're clearly going to work, but you forgot
but
to do your makeup and hair. So what's happening here? Because it's just easier for me to do it when I get to work. Anyway, I think it's hilarious. The response to this video, it's like, I was dying.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the
you
way
just
the moms
can really
are
relate
like,
to it.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Go away, little 20-year-old influencer.
Yeah, get out of here. You don't know
thinks
what you're talking about.
You know what a school pickup mom looks like.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a mom's.
Okay.
I know it is essentially early November,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm. Is this going to be a Christmas thing, a holiday
it
one?
It is.
Uh-huh.
But listen,
no, listen
I think it's time. If you're starting to think about what to get your children, you know, we've already gotten the Amazon catalog in the mail.
See.
We've already gotten the Target
Same.
Catalog in the mail. Of course, those are fine, and you're going to find stuff in there. But I think I may have mentioned this person before, but I follow Busy Toddler
mm-hmm.
On Instagram. I love her. She just put out a toy list, a guide list. It is so good.
Really?
It is so good.
Okay.
And I'm just looking at it right now. She just put it out about a week ago, okay? But here's the thing that I love about it. It breaks it down by age group. It breaks it down
oh.
by whether you want...
What's it called? Busy Toddler?
Busy Toddler.
Okay.
Her name is Susie Allison.
Oh, I follow her.
Yeah, yeah. She's
okay.
great. And she has it in the little... what are those things called?
Like link in bio?
No.
Oh.
Highlights. Highlights.
Oh, okay.
So there's a highlight that has gift guides. And it has non-toy ideas, book ideas,
yes.
art supplies, board books, all the things. Here's what she breaks it down for. One-year-olds, toddlers, preschoolers, big kids, tweens,
yeah.
the whole thing. It is so good. I just, first of all, I really trust her opinion. And her kids are actually a little bit older now, but I feel like she's so in the know on all of this stuff. She's very into independent play, creativity, learning things. So I just trust anything she puts on there, and she just makes it so easy the way she breaks it down
mm-hmm.
and puts it in different categories. So if you're like me and you're like, I don't know where to start.
Yeah, that's me.
this is a good place to start. And at least start getting ideas of, okay, this is something. I mean, I clicked on it, and there was a couple that I was like, oh, yes. Our kids would definitely love that. Like, let me, like, save that idea.
I don't know if you're like me, but pretty soon what's going to start is the aunts are going to start asking, and River's grandparents are going to start asking, like, what does River want for Christmas? And that's where I start to be like, you know, I want it to be something affordable, but I don't want it to be, you know, like
more
another
junk.
Piece of plastic.
Right.
I didn't want to say that. Yeah. Another piece of junk.
Yeah.
You know,
and there's
so,
a lot of good games. Like, I've already saved a couple of games that I think, you know, you want to get stuff that, you know how it is. You don't, you don't want more junk.
I mean, if you're a parent and you know exactly, like, it's just, it's tough. Yeah. Okay, I like it.
Yeah. Okay, so this next article, I will tell you, a friend of mine, who's a dear friend, sent this out to our friend group text
chain. I like
this
article.
Yeah, it's a little it's deep.
It
so
is deep.
It takes,
at first, I was like, yeah, and then by like the second page, I was like, oh,
whoa, yeah. Okay. It really gets into it. So, it's called Culture Study: How Millennials Grew Up and Got Old.
Mm-hmm. But if now you are you? Do you can? I thought you were like you are not a millennial.
I mean, I'd like to consider myself not a millennial, but I technically
but you
fall
into that age
the category
range or that,
yes,
that
yes,
year
yes.
range. Yes,
I think, and it kind of talks about this in this article, mm-hmm. which is hilarious. It kind of, it's one of those articles that just calls you out if you're in Katie and I's age group. Mm-hmm. You know, 25 to 28.
Oh, right.
You know.
No.
If you're over 40.
Yeah.
Or
really
around
under
there.
40.
Around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because we're kind of old, like, we're old millennials.
Right.
I think.
And I think that's why for a long time I was like, I'm not a millennial.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's be real. I
am.
Anyway, so it talks through a bunch of things. And one of the things I like, it talks about being washed out.
Yeah.
And how this author felt like he was at this weird stage of life where he didn't need to try to be cool, but he wasn't really old. He's wearing skinny jeans now.
That's kidding.
But no, it's kind of like a perfect example of you don't feel that pressure anymore. You're not trying to fit in, but you also don't feel like you've given up, right? You're somewhere in the middle. He says being washed out means going out less and caring less about what others think about or anything else, and also acquiring unfashionable hobbies that nevertheless bring you pleasure. It means relaxing into yourself.
That sounds great. I think that's what you were saying with
yourself.
Skinny jeans,
yes,
by the way,
is
you're like, I'm just doing this. But wait, my favorite line is, you are Eli Manning and you are no longer a plausible NFL starter in the eyes of some, but you are not ready to go to the bench. You haven't been to that particular new restaurant yet, but you've heard it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it talks about how the pandemic was also the first time that they heard managers fully swing to those Gen Zers as a way to complain about workers being untitled and coddled. Millennials had officially aged out of our status as a cultural anxiety point. It was a relief, of course. We've been punching bag for so long that yielding that bag also felt weird.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of goes through a lot of these emotions and feelings and intra-perspective on, okay, where are we in life right now? And I feel like this is, at least with a lot of my friends right now, we're kind of having this discussion of, okay, where are we? We're done having kids. We've hopefully got our spouse for life. you know, we're in this spot where we've got our careers, everything's kind of figured out, but where do we go next? And we're in kind of this middle ground. And how do we process that? How do we feel about that? And what's next? So it walks through a lot of this, but like I said, it gets kind of deep. It also says, which I love this because you know me, in 2023, maybe seeing NSYNC reunite was that moment for you. Proof, as this TikTok succinctly puts it, that elder millennial Justin Timberlake realizes he's no longer the hot girl at the bar.
I mean, amen to that.
We're there with you, JT.
I'm over JT.
Anyway, so it talks about millennials whose identity has been undercut. It kind of walks through this whole, where are we now? You know, and it gets into a lot of bigger issues, right? Buying a home, the pandemic, a lot of things of where are we in society. And then it also kind of comes to the full circle of other generations kind of went through the same thing that we did. And you kind of stress about things, you get fed up about things, and then you get comfortable, and then you kind of age out.
Right. And then you're not relevant anymore.
And also the same problems and issues get passed on to the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Because the people who were like, you were young and concerned about it, like you get comfortable and you just sort of age out of caring about it and you don't do anything about it, right?
Right. And so then it just cycles all over again. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, okay, well, maybe we can be the generation that kind of changes things and makes things better for the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it gets into a little bit of just kind of that ideology of are we going to improve the cycle here as we hit this mid-age shuffle, if you will?
Yeah, and it talks about millennials find themselves in a lot of different places because of all of the things as we were kind of coming into our own, like the recession of, like, 2009, and then the pandemic, and then political polarization, which has never been more heightened, I think, than right now. All of that has had a pretty big impact on, I don't know, buying cars, buying homes, the jobs you choose, the jobs you chose, whether or not you went to grad school, and just sort of the different places that millennials find themselves. One of the things that I enjoyed is this writer talks about how, I mean, this is the less deep part of this article, just about how you know that you've sort of, like, aged out when, like, that Y2K fashion came back in style. Like, just, like, you know, when our – I'm sure our parents were like, oh, my God, like, really? Like, bell bottoms are, like, back in? Oh, guys, we did that already. You know, like, that Y2K aesthetic is, like, back. Like, those boot-cut, low-rise jeans – all
baggy
of that
cargo pants.
Pants. Oh my God, I wore like a cargo skirt, a long cargo skirt last week, and I did have a moment where I was like, oh, this is, I'm feeling a little like stressed about this. So
it's very interesting. It's a good read. It's long, but I think it's, if you're in our age bracket-ish, I think it's just a good kind of deep dive into what we're going through and
how, like, how you came to be where you are. Like, what are the things that have shaped you? I say this all the time. I said this at my hairdresser's last week. I said, sometimes I literally forget that I'm 40. Mm-hmm. Like, I forget that I'm 40 and that I'm technically old until I look around. Like, sometimes I'll be reading a news story, you know, on the news desk, and, like, the suspect will be, like, 40, and I'll think to myself, oh, like, oh they're, like, kind of old, like, middle-aged.
And then you see their mugshot, and you're like, oh, no.
Oh, my God, actually, like, that's my age. Yeah. Like, I'm 40, you know? Like, that's the – I mean, I just – I don't think I've, like accepted the fact – and I just – I noticed this, too, and this article kind of talks about this. Remember when you were the youngest person in the newsroom? And you were, like, up and coming, and, like, you know, I was fighting to be on the anchor desk, and – you know, you looked at sort of the people that have been at your station for a long time and they were like, you know, they were like old.
Right.
Not necessarily in a negative way, but they were old. And now I sort of find myself like looking around the newsroom and realizing.
You're that person.
Oh, that's me.
It's interesting.
It's a weird adjustment.
It does feel like I remember the time in my 20s. I remember trying to, like you said, work on my career and find a husband and do those things. And I remember that time very clearly. And then I remember starting to settle down, starting to come into your own. You were still going out and having fun, but, you know, and then it feels like it's like a fast forward to now.
Yeah.
Like, where did that it feels like there's a certain chunk that you remember pretty well, and then you're kind of like, oh, and then all of a sudden here I am.
I know.
It, like, zooms, it goes quickly, I
guess. My sister and I were talking last week. We were talking about, like, whatever music we're listening to. And I was like, man, I've really been, like, loving, like, Olivia Rodrigo's, like, new album. And my sister was like, like, what are you, like, a lovesick, like, 20-year-old? And I was like, oh, God. Like, I'm like, too old to be listening to this.
So I just wanted to read this one last excerpt. Okay. In short, people don't realize how bad it is until they find themselves in the thick of it. And for a few years, they're furious, right? That's where we are. We're amidst that fury, you're also just barely treading water, trying to balance the costs and the sick days and the aftercare and the jobs and the kids. By the time their kids are out of daycare, though, they've depleted their rage and their desire to do the sort of ongoing work that would make things different and better for parents to come.
Yeah,
and
that's
I totally get that.
It's like you're just tired.
You are in it. You're in this age and I mean, how often do I come on this podcast and say, I cannot believe the struggle, how expensive daycare is and nannies and trying to find childcare when you're working full time and it's so difficult. And then I can totally see where in a couple of years, Sam finally gets into elementary school. And then I'm like, yeah, that was tough, but okay, over it now. But I'm not sitting there trying to like change policies or,
right.
do anything to fix it for the next group of moms who's going to be coming up behind me. Mm-hmm. Now, how we do that, I'm not quite sure. But I think at least even bringing it up and talking about it and realizing this is where we are, this is...
Maybe that's the work we're doing on this podcast.
I don't know. Maybe. Hopefully. Anyway, it's a good read if you have some time to sit down and if you feel like you're a elder millennial, as
an elder
Katie
millennial.
And I do.
Okay. It is. It's a good article. Worth a read. Our last article is from Westfair Online, and it is titled, Pregnant and Working Moms Scored Two Big Victories Recently. Wins for Pregnant and Working Moms. I think that's the title.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the title?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So it talks about there's two big pieces of legislation that have passed recently, kind of a little bit under the radar. Less so, I think, for us, just because we talk about it on this, like, we talk about this stuff on the podcast. We're, like, hyper-focused
on it.
But I was
unaware.
I knew about the Pump Act. So the Pump Act passed, I think, late last year and requires employers to provide nursing mothers with reasonable break time and private space other than a bathroom to pump.
Pump, yes.
This other one is the passed earlier this year, Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, and it requires employers to provide reasonable accommodations to pregnant and postpartum workers. So, you know, if something's dangerous if you're pregnant, if something dangerous if you're post-pregnant, you know, postpartum, you know, just sort of different accommodations that you might need for those circumstances.
Fertility treatment. Morning sickness.
Well, right. Like if you're under, I thought that was interesting. The morning sickness, yes, because I think a lot of people experience that. And I think a lot of times you just have a lot of people for years have just kind of like grinning and bearing it. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, the problem with that, sidebar, is like you're so early pregnant that it's like if you have to reveal that, then everybody, you know, a lot of folks like to keep it sort of under wraps in those first couple of weeks. Anyway, and fertility treatments make you feel like crap. I feel like I can speak just a portion of that. And you can't talk about it with a lot of people. So anyway, these laws are the minimum that employers have to do. And they are enforced. Like, employees can file with the Department of Labor if they feel like these things have been violated. They can sue. These workplaces can be fined. Mm-hmm. There are a few exceptions if you have, like, fewer than 50 employers, I think, that kind of thing. But I think these are very interesting.
Yeah, and I think the big thing for me is, you know, we are still, as we've said on here, the only country that doesn't offer federal paid time off when you have a baby. So I feel like we're so far behind. So any step
still
in the right
behind.
Direction is good, though, right? I mean, at least some things are changing.
Yeah.
I feel like we are on the precipice of more of this to come. More things might happen. So I'm just excited that we can at least have some positive news that, look, I think that the pendulum is starting to swing and people are realizing all the things that women go through. You know, moms are returning back to the workforce post-pandemic. You know, I think that there's at least more acknowledgement that of what moms go through, working moms.
Yeah.
And so anything that we can do to support them is good. So these two laws, I'm all here for,
I'm here for paid national maternity leave.
Yes, of course. Yes,
that's what I am here for. Like, when we finally achieve that and when it is, I don't know, 6 months to a year, I will feel like that we are finally there.
Yeah.
But we're not there.
We're not
really close to being there.
No, but at least now you can go pump in a private space.
Right? I feel like, and I'll just be honest with you, when you and I were pumping here at work, it was a little tricky. Like, there you were, like, struggling with, like, where you could go for, like, locked doors. It was kind of, like, in the green room, the makeup room. But the hard part about it is other people needed to be in there. It was the only place to do that.
I will say, I had my first child at a different station, and I never felt... And I think a lot of women do this, so I feel so bad that some women have to go through this. I never felt like my boss didn't care or wasn't trying to help me or support me, so I always had that. I knew, but especially being in the news business and when I had my first two children, I was still out in the field reporting every day, it was just really tricky. And even though I felt that my boss wanted me to offer that to me, it was still really hard.
Yeah.
And there were many times when I had to pump in really awkward situations with my photographer there in the car.
Not okay.
It was really bad.
Well, and I'm just saying, I think here at our current station, I'm not saying that they didn't want that to happen and they weren't supportive. What I'm saying is like I remember having specific conversations with people to be like, hey, like, can I come in here? Like, I'm looking for a locked door. Can I go in the sports office? Can I do this? Can I do that? Like, it just wasn't set up.
Right.
I think it's a little, I may be better now.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad that at least these laws are trying to address that.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Do you have a win for us, Katie?
Can
you think of something?
Okay, I cut my hair. I had to think about a win.
Oh, yeah. It looks great.
I did
great.
A little cut.
It looks great.
Last week.
I mean, it looks like what? 5 inches?
I don't know. I felt like a lot. I was like very on the fence about it. I've had long hair for every 5 years I like do a big chop.
We should say, because I'm getting to stare at her and people listening are not. It's just below your shoulders, I would say.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep. It hits just below your shoulders.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I didn't want people at home thinking you had like a bob or something, you know.
Oh.
Like you went really short.
Anyway, it just feels good. Sometimes you need a change. And I was kind of, like I said, I was kind of on the fence about it. I've had long hair for a long time and I did it and I feel.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I had like a little bit of a panic attack on Friday when I got it. But then I'm into it. I'm glad. Sometimes it feels so good to change things up a little bit.
And you don't even look like an elder millennial anymore.
Now I look like a mom.
No, you look like
a younger millennial. I look like I'm 36 instead of 40.
It looks great. I do think sometimes you need to change.
Yeah,
and it's just nice
it feels good.
Yeah, it looks cute.
I mean, next week I'll probably hate it, but that's part. I'll be growing it out next week. Part of the course.
The good news is hair always grows.
That's true. So thank you for that. Thank you for that, Karen.
Words of wisdom here this morning on a Monday morning.
All right.
I hope you have a great week, folks.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.